السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Now I think maybe you had the books or not. The books, it's already found on the web of the school, Imam Hussein School, on its web. Maybe you can ask Sayyid Zain al-Abidin where it is exactly. You can download the books. And you can follow me. Actually, in the last semester, yes, I reached to issue number 192. Within issue number 192, with Islamic laws, we are talking about the mutahharat. The mutahharat, yes. And we have, I think, 10 mutahharat, the purifying agents. 12 of the mutahharat, the purifying agents. And let me remind myself and remind you about these mutahharat. There are 12 things which make najis object pack. Water, the sun, number three, earth, transformation, al-istihala, number five, change, inqilab, yes, and number seven, Islam, number eight, seven, tabaiyya, number nine, removal of original najasa, number ten, confining of animal which feeds on najasa, what we call it in Arabic istibra. Yes. Number 11, disappearance of a Muslim. Number 12, draining of the usual quantity of blood from the slaughtered body of an animal. So, okay. If you had a book, it is on page 52, issue number 192. Or if you don't have a book, you just follow me today, and you can follow with Sayyid Zain al-Abidin, where you can download the book. Yes. And I think in a few days later, maybe one of the new students will come from Spain also. I'm talking with him a few minutes ago. Now, because of Salah there, he joined the Salah. Okay, within Mutahharat, the purifying agents, we reach to the sun. Now, the sun makes the earth, building, and walls pack. So, if I want make the earth, or building, or the walls, if they had najasa, how can I make them pack? Here, Sayyid Sistani said that the sun could make the earth, building, and walls pack, but provided the following five conditions are fulfilled. There must be what? There must be five conditions must be fulfilled. Okay? So what are these conditions? The first condition, the najis thing should be sufficiently wet. The najis thing, the earth, building, or the wall, should be what? Should be sufficiently, completely. Sufficiently, it means completely. completely wet, not dry, should be wet. And if it is dry, it should be made wet so that the sun dries it up. And if it is dry, if it is dry, okay, it should be made wet so that the sun dries it up. If the earth, which is najis, or the wall, which is najis, or a building, which is najis, how can I make it packed by the sun? I can make it packed by the sun by what? It should be dry. It should be wet. It should be wet. But if it is dry, if it is dry, what shall I make? I should make it wet. I should. You can make it what? I could make it wet. If it is dry. If it is dry. For example, listen to me, Ali. There is earth, a piece of earth, and there is what? There is najasa on it. There is najasa or it is najis, or it is najis. Okay? This piece of earth or this wall is najis. All right? So, how can I make it pak? You know what's the meaning of pak? Pak, it means tahir. Pak, it means tahir. Yes, exactly. P-A-K. Pak. So, pak, how can I make it pak? Okay. If this wall is mutanajjis and it should be what? It should be wet in order to make it packed by the sun. Or if it is dry, I should make it wet and let the sun dries it up. Huh, Ali? You understand now? Is it okay? Or you want me to have another example? Okay. A second condition is if the najis al-ayn is present on that thing, the essential najasa, it should be removed from it before it's dried by the sun. So, what's the problem here? For example, if there is essential najasa, if I have something najis, then I should make it wet and let the sun purify it. Yes, but not anything, Ali. Not anything. It is either the earth or the wall, okay, or a building. Not anything. That doesn't mean you have something. Not anything. Except earth, wall, and building. And the rest of your sentence correct. Yes, something that is attached to earth, just like wall. Yes, wall, building, fixed, just like, for example, a stick, just like a stick. Not a stick, but wall, yes. Building, yes. Roof, yes. Roof, yes, not ceiling. Roof, yes, you are right. You are right. Second condition is, if the najis al-ayn is present on that thing, if najis al-ayn, just like blood, urine, semen, feces, azallah sami', if it is found on that thing, on the wall or on the earth, okay, or on the building, I should remove it. Then it should be removed from it before it's dried by the sun. So now we have two conditions. First condition, the najis thing should be wet completely, sufficiently, yes, wet, and the najis al-ayn isn't there. Najis al-ayn, the essential najasa, ayn al-najasa, should remove from that earth or wall. Condition number three, nothing should intervene between the najis thing and the sun. What does that mean? It means there is nothing will intervene between the sun and the najis thing. For example, you say I have a wall, and this wall is what is najis. This wall is mutanajjis. What shall I do? Here, it must be what? It must be there is nothing in between the wall and the sun. There is nothing intervene between the najis thing and the sun. It means that the sun should come directly to that mutanajjis thing. Therefore, if the rays fall on the najis thing from behind a curtain, etc. So, if there is a curtain or a window, something like that, or a cloud and makes it dry, you see? Now, the mutanajjis thing become dry, but the ray of the sun comes through something. Through the curtain, for example, the thing will not become pack. You see, the thing will not become pack. But there is no harm, it doesn't matter, if the cloud is so thin that it does not serve. So it must be that exactly, Ali, exactly. That must be direct sunlight, exactly, so that it does not serve as an impediment, you know, between the najis thing and the sun. The najis thing, and what we say, as you said, Ali, there must be a direct sunlight comes directly from the sun to the mutanajjis thing, to the earth or wall. So in that case, if that mutanajjis thing become dry because of the sun directly, exactly, without any barrier, exactly, you are right. Excellent, Ali, you understand me very well. Here we go. Maybe I think I'm going fast with you. I hope that my daughter Maryam is just like you, inshallah. Okay, so, but Sistani said, there is no harm, it doesn't matter, if the cloud is so thin. Not the cloud so thick because maybe it is a black cloud. No, if it is so thin, that doesn't matter. Sistan said, does not serve as an impediment. لا تشكل عائق between the najis thing and the sun. Okay, condition number four, only the sun should make the najis thing dry. Only the sun should make the najis thing dry. It means the dryness of the thing should depends on what? Should depends on the ray of the sun. Not depends on the wind or anything else. So, if a najis thing is jointly dried by the wind and the sun, it will not become pack. You see? So, what we need, that only the sunlight which makes this thing dry. If the sun participated with the air and make that thing won't be pack. Because we want it to be dried only with sunlight. Yes. However, it would not matter if the wind blows lightly. But if there is a wind, and that wind blows lightly, not so strong. So that doesn't matter. Sistani said, however, it would not matter if the wind blows lightly and it may not be said that it has had any share in making the najis thing dry. It doesn't matter. Why? Because the dryness of that object, just like wall, earth, building, it depends on what? It depends on the sunlight, not on the slight wind. Not on slight wind. Okay. The sun should dry up the whole najis part. The sun should dry up the whole najis part of the building all at once. Here says Sistani what he wants. He wanted that the sun should dry the whole parts of the mutanajis thing, just like a wall or earth, at once. Yes, yes, Ali. I'm reading a sentence. Explain it. I'm not all my words, definitely not all of them from the book. I just take what the Sayyid saying and then explain it. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I told you you can talk with Sayyid Zain al-Abidin on WhatsApp. He will lead you where you can have a copy. Okay? Insha'Allah, definitely. Because I gave them from 2 years ago, I think. Definitely in English, yes. In English, not in Arabic. And if you can't, you can download. You're welcome. You can download توضيح المسائل. كتاب توضيح المسائل للسيد السيستاني موجود. هو هذا نفسه. كتاب توضيح المسائل للسيد السيستاني. Okay. Condition number 5. The sun. No. There is توضيح المسائل in English. There is توضيح المسائل in English. Yes. If you write توضيح المسائل in English, you will find it, definitely. Yes. Condition number 5. The sun should dry up the whole najis part of the building all at once. Inshallah. So the sun should make that thing, all of it what? All of it dry at once as one piece. If the sun dries the surface of the najis earth or building first and later on dries the inner part, let's see which part will be packed and which part will still najis. Only the surface will become packed and the inner portion will remain najis. So if I have a wall and this wall, all of it what? All of it mutanajis. Okay, after I remove the essential najasa and this wall is still what? Is still wet, then the sun comes over this wall and it dries the surface of the wall, while the inner side of the wall, now the sun should dry up, condition number 5, the sun should dry up the whole najis part of the building all at once. If the sun dries the surface of the najis earth or building and later on it dries the inner part. So it makes what? The sun makes 2 steps. The first step, it dries the surface of the wall. Then the second day or the second time, it dries what? The inner part. Okay, the inner portion will remain najis, while the surface will be packed. The surface will be packed. Okay. Now, within issue number 193, issue number 193, a najis mat. You know mat. Mat, it is a carpet. Yes. a rug, just like that. A najis mat will be made pack by the sun. Also, do you listen? Yes, good, good, Maryam. You are following. Very good, very good. A najis mat will be made pack by the sun, but if it is woven with threads, then the threads becoming pack, is a matter of ishkal. Ishkal. Sayyid Sistani doesn't accept this case, that if we have a mat and this mat woven with threads, okay, so sun won't make it pack. Sayyid Sistani said it is ishkal. Similarly, the sun does not, in all probabilities, or also the sun will not make these things pack, will properties make pack the trees, the grass, the doors, and the windows. Yes. Now, if I have najis mat, thank you, Ali. I appreciate your patience with me. But, you know, this is a new student and he's trying to join us. So I have to lead him. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. A najis mat will be made pack by the sun. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. By the sun. But if it is woven with the threads, then the threads becoming pack is a matter of ishkal. Sayyid Sistani doesn't accept that. Similarly, the sun does not, in all probabilities, make pack the trees, the grass, the doors, and the windows. Before a while, Ali, you said maybe that the trees, the grass, and the windows make pack by the sun. No, Sayyid Sistani doesn't accept that the sun make trees, grass, doors, and windows pack. So the topic is only about the earth, the wall, and building. Earth, wall, and building. While a mat, window, grass, trees, no, they will be back with water, not with the sun. Within issue number 194, yes, if the sun shines on najis earth, okay, I have a piece of earth, and that piece of earth is najis. Okay, now the sun shines on that earth, and one doubts later whether the earth was wet or not at that time, or whether the wetness dried up because of the sunshine or not, the earth will remain najis. What he wants to say, Sayyid Sistani, here what we call it in usul, qa'idat al-istishab. Yes, qa'idat al-istishab. What is qa'idat al-istishab? Qa'idat al-istishab, this rule, it means if you are sure or you have knowledge of something before, then you doubt maybe that thing has been changed. So you have to do what? What you will consider this thing? You will consider it as before, as you were sure, as your knowledge before, not as your doubt. For example, if I am sure that I left this sofa clean, pack, Then I came next day. I have doubt. Maybe this sofa become najis. Maybe this sofa become najis. What is it called? Yes, it is called istishab. Maybe I don't know the meaning in English, but I'll tell you it tomorrow, inshallah. Tomorrow. The rule of istishab. The rule of istishab, it means to... Yes. It means to take the old thing, the old hukum, not the new hukum, which it depends on doubt. For listen to me, Haida. As I told you, this sofa, I left it today, is packed. Okay? Then, I came tomorrow morning, I doubt, maybe this sofa is what? Maybe this sofa is mutanajjis. Maybe this sofa is mutanajjis. What shall I do? Shall I consider this sofa as I left it yesterday, it is packed, or shall I consider it what? Shall I consider it is what is najis, as I doubt it now? The hukum, according to this rule, it said, I have to consider it packed as I left it yesterday. Because I'm sure yesterday it was packed, but today I have a doubt. Maybe it is mutanajjis or not. Is that clear? And in the contrary thing, if if I left this sofa with najasa, I mean, I'm sure tonight this sofa is mutanajjis. Okay, I left it. Then I came in the morning. I doubt. Maybe somebody clean it. Maybe somebody make it pack. So what shall I do? I'll consider it what mutanajjis, because I'm sure of its najasa. But I'm not sure of its pack. Is that clear? For this, no, this is not pack. P-A-K. P-A-K. Not P-A-C-K. Yes, exactly. P-A-K. Yes, exactly. So, similarly, if one doubts whether najis al-ayn had been the other part of the issue. Similarly, if one doubts whether najis al-ayn had been removed from the earth before sunshine, or whether there was any impediment preventing direct sunshine, the earth will remain najis. The earth will remain najis. Let me read the whole issue again to you in order to have the whole idea in your mind, to imagine the whole idea in your mind. If the sun shines on a najis earth, and one doubts later whether the earth was wet or not at that time, or whether the wetness dried up because of the sunshine or not, the earth will remain najis. The earth will remain najis. Similarly, if one doubts whether najis al-ayn had been removed from the earth before sunshine, or whether there was any impediment preventing direct sunshine, the earth will remain najis. In both cases, why? Because we have a suspicious. We are not sure, but we are sure of najasa before. but we are sure of najasa before. Now, within issue number 195, let's make it, this is the last issue for tonight. Let's make it the last issue for tonight. If the sun shines on one side of a najis wall, I have a wall, and the sun shines on the left side, and as a consequence of it, the other side of the wall also dries up, then both the sides will considered pack. If I have a wall, and this wall, you see, this wall, it is only the left side facing the sun, only the left side facing the sun, and it dries up by the sun, it dries up by the sun, as a consequence of it, the right side become what? Becomes dries also. So both sides will consider pack. Both sides will consider pack. This is all for tonight. And we finish issue number 195. Insha'Allah, we reach to issue number 196. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.